Hello?
Good evening. My name is Lewis. I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions.
Okay.
Excellent. Well, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes you, you will vote on, I'm sorry, on how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th?
I'm a Republican. That's all I can tell you.
Well, this answer could be that you are definitely going to vote. In this case, you, right? I am very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote.
I am very likely to vote.
Understood. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, no party affiliation?
Republican.
Understood. And which is your main racial background? African American, Black, Hispanic, Asian, Asian American, White Caucasian?
I'm white.
Understood. And what is your age?
I am 80.
Understood. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track? Right direction or wrong track?
I think they're doing okay.
Right direction would be correct.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, from the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? Crime and public safety, housing and property insurance costs, illegal immigration, access and cost of health care, taxes, the economy and jobs, local...
The first one.
You mean crime and public safety.
Exactly.
If the elections for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes you? You're likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate. Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Lean slightly for the Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Probably vote for the Republican candidate. Or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Lean slightly towards the Republican candidate.
Understood. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
He's not doing a good job, no.
Would you say strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Totally disapprove.
Understood. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Yes, he's doing a very good job.
So you say strongly approve?
Yes.
You will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have, no
I don't
opinion,
know any of the names. I don't know any of the names.
I can give.
I don't know who they are.
Sienna.
I don't follow. I don't follow the politics here in Florida.
So Kamala Harris or Mike Caruso, have you ever heard of them?
Yes.
Would you say Sienna Asta, do you know her? Have you heard?
No.
Okay. And Kamala Harris, would you say is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or no?
Very unfavorable.
And what about Mike Caruso?
He's very favorable.
Okay, understood. And if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Donald Trump.
Understood. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate? Definitely?
Yes.
Probably.
Definitely. Voting.
understood. And lastly, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Sienna Oster, the Democratic candidate, or Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate?
Mike Caruso.
Okay. And would you say that, would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate?
Definitely voting for him.
You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for the classification.
Oh, please, no more. Thank you.
Just a few seconds, ma'am. Where'd I get it from?